Chief Executive of Aer Lingus has reiterated that the company will not reverse its decision to close the cabin crew base at Shannon Airport. Lynn Embleton said the base was expensive and an impediment to restoring flights. She was speaking at a hearing of today's Joint Oireachtas Committee on Transport, as Tommy Meskell of our political staff now reports.
No company can withstand €1 billion of damage and not make changes and not adapt its business. We have to adapt our business.
Lynn Embleton, the newly appointed CEO of Aer Lingus, was at the Oireachtas Transport Committee this morning discussing the challenges facing the airline, and she warned of a difficult journey ahead.
There is uncertainty and there is worry, but it's my job to ensure that Aer Lingus comes out of this crisis and is able to get back to doing what we want to be able to do. And to do that, I do need to restructure. I need to get us to a point where we have effective costs that supports flying.
Lynn Embleton expressed hope that downsizing could be achieved through voluntary redundancies.
Aer Lingus has fewer employees now than it had going into the pandemic. The majority of that has been able to have been achieved through voluntary means, and we would hope that we could generally continue to right size through voluntary means. But we are in dialogue with the unions.
The turbulent year has already led to casualties. Aer Lingus insisted today that it wouldn't restore its Shannon cabin crew base. One Clare TD, Cathal Crowe, said he couldn't understand the maths behind the decision.
Staff in Shannon who've long serviced your routes, the cabin crew staff, would contend that it's actually far more expensive to have four members of cabin crew minibused down from Dublin, overnighting and receiving all the overnighting allowances and everything else that comes with that. I've heard costings ranging from around 240,000 per annum to 300,000 and even in excess of that.
Well, we have fully evaluated this decision, and it is significantly better for Aer Lingus and therefore better for sustaining routes to be drawing on cabin crew from an alternative base.
While Senator Timmy Dooley asked what effort the airline made to engage with staff before the decision was made.
The workers that I know best, were well prepared to engage with you to reach that level of compromise that would have allowed for the retention of connectivity.
There's been extensive discussions with staff and with the union representatives since this pandemic hit. And I wasn't in Aer Lingus in 2020, but I know that the discussions with all of the union groups were intensive and in many, many cases very productive.
Aer Lingus told Sinn Féin's Darren O'Rourke that it believed antigen testing should replace PCR testing.
Is it fair to say that you see the requirement for PCR testing as a deterrent for international travel?
Yeah, we do see PCR tests as expensive, as onerous, as a deterrent to travel. We do believe that antigen testing should be adopted as the standard for pre-departure screening.
Aer Lingus insisted that conditionality should not be applied to any financial aid packages that the airline might receive. Management also asked that US and UK passengers are treated in a similar way to those travelling under the EU digital COVID certificate regime when it's implemented on the 19th of July.
They are two key markets for aviation. We don't believe that an evidence-based approach would conclude there should be differences in the restrictions between travellers, Ireland, UK, Ireland, USA, and the rest of Europe.
That's the chief executive of Aer Lingus, Lynn Embleton, ending that report by Tommy Meskell.